Welcome back to the Honey Coated Words podcast. This is your host, Emma. I'm so excited to be back with you guys, continuing the series on John. It is a read-through, super simple and easy. We're going to just be reading through chapter 4 of the Gospel of John. This is a really great thing to do if you are wanting to get in God's Word more throughout the day and you're not able to physically pick up the Bible. Just put some headphones in and listen throughout your day. Or you can sit down with your Bible and read along as I read. At the end of this episode, we are going to go through a short reflection time. Once again, super simple and easy. You can either reflect mentally as you're going throughout your day, or you can sit down and you can grab a pen and paper or a journal and write all of this down. Simple and easy, but 100% effective for getting in God's Word more. And just a great boost for your day. So let's start chapter 4 of John. Jesus and the woman of Samaria. Now when Jesus learned that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus was making and baptizing more disciples than John, although Jesus himself did not baptize, but only his disciples, he left Judea and departed again for Galilee. And he had to pass through Samaria. So he came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the field that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. So Jesus, wearied as he was from his journey, was sitting beside the well. It was about the sixth hour. A woman from Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink," for his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask for a drink from me, a woman of Samaria? For Jews have no dealing with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you the living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw water with, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob? He gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did his sons and his livestock." Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water, welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come here." The woman answered him, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You are right in saying, 'I have no husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you now have is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you say that in Jerusalem is a place where people ought to worship." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming that neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is. But the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, he who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us these things." Jesus said to her, "I who speak to you am he." Just then his disciples came back. They marveled that he was talking with a woman. But no one said, "What do you seek?" or "Why are you talking with her?" So the woman left her water jar and went away into the town and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me all that I ever did. Can this be the Christ?" They went out of town and were coming to him. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging him, saying, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you do not know about." So the disciples said to one another, "Has anyone brought him something to eat?" Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. Do not say, 'There are yet 4 months, then comes the harvest.' Look, I tell you, lift up your eyes and see that the fields are white for harvest. Already the one who reaps is receiving wages and gathering fruit for eternal life, so that sower and reaper may rejoice together. For here the sayings hold true, 'One sows and another reaps.' I sent you to reap that for which you did not labor. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labor. Many Samaritans from the town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me all that I ever did. So when the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to stay with them, and he stayed 2 days. And many more believed because of his word. They said to the woman, "It is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard ourselves, and we know that this is indeed the Savior of the world." After the 2 days he departed for Galilee, for Jesus himself had testified that a prophet has no honor in his hometown. So when he came to Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, having seen all that he had done in Jerusalem at the feast, for they too had gone to the feast. Jesus heals an official's son. So he came again to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine, and at Capernaum, where there was an official whose son was ill. When this man heard that Jesus had come from Judea to Galilee, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. So Jesus said to him, "Unless you see signs and wonders, will you not believe?" The official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "Go, your son will live." The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and went on his way. As he was going down, his servants met him and told him that his son was recovering. So he asked them the hour when he began to get better, and they said to him, "Yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him." The father knew that that was the hour that Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." And he himself believed, and all of his household. This was now the second sign that Jesus did when he had come from Judea to Galilee. And now we are moving on to our reflection time for this episode. So if you guys don't know how we go through our reflection time, we use the SOAP method. So SOAP method: S, scripture; O, observation; A, application; and P, prayer. So during this time, I'm going to give you guys the first letter. So S for scripture, and what's going to happen is you guys are going to write down scriptures or a scripture that stood out to you. If you're not able to write it down, just go ahead and meditate on it. Just think about it. And I'm going to play this music, and that's when you're going to do it. Obviously, the music's not very long. It's not long enough really to write down or really think about this scripture or the scripture that you're going to be talking about or the scripture that you're going to be meditating on. It's just a way to like signify like, hey, like go ahead and do this. So you can pause it here. And then after that, after the music is over, we will move on to our next section. And now we are on our second part of our reflection time, O, observation. So with observation, it's pretty simple. Sounds like what it is. You are going to look at the verse or the verses that you have written down or that you're thinking of, and you are going to observe it. Really dive deep into this, you know, as deep as you really can. What is the Lord trying to tell you in this? Is he convicting you or encouraging you? Is he trying to lead you somewhere in this? What is he telling his disciples? What are changes that you can make? How can you implement this verse into your life? Really just take your time and observe this. If there are Bible verses you feel like intertwine with this verse or foreshadow anything, write it down or think about it. Really just whatever observation means to you right now, what the Lord is telling you to observe and meditate on or write down, go ahead and do just that. And now we are on the third part of our reflection time, application. So, like I said earlier, if you find ways that you can use this verse to apply to your life, write it down here. Really, look at this verse, because all of God's word, Old Testament and New Testament, is completely usable in our lives today. It's really good to be able to look at a Bible verse and ask the Lord, "Lord, what can I do to apply this to my life? Are there areas that I need to work on or forgive? You know, what are you trying to tell me here? And how can I apply what you're trying to teach me in this verse into my life so that I may honor you and walk according to your plan, God?" So go ahead and write down ways or a way that you can apply this to your life and make biblical changes if necessary. And the last part of our reflection time, P for prayer. Now you're just going to close off your quiet time with prayer. Obviously, if you want to continue this, please continue. Just be led by the Spirit and really just spend this time with the Lord. Talk with Him. Listen to Him. Get that one-on-one time with your Father who loves you unconditionally, and His love is everlasting. There's nothing that you could do to make Him stop loving you. There's not one sin that you can commit to make Him turn His face away in any way. He's not disappointed in you or disgusted with you. He wants to have that intimate relationship with you, and that requires getting to know Him and all of His glory and all of His majesty. So sit down at a quiet place, or if you're able to, you know, go about work and pray, please do so. Really just talk with your Father and take time to listen to Him. And that is all for this week's podcast episode. I know this episode came out late, but we had some things going on over the weekend, and I didn't want to just add this just to get it done with. I wanted to make sure that I took my time on this podcast episode. So thank you guys so much for joining me. The next podcast episode will be on John chapter 5, I believe. Yes, because we just read 4. So the next one will be on reading through John chapter 5. So excited about it. It won't be coming out this Saturday because I just released the episode today. It'll be coming out next Saturday. So make sure that you are looking out for that episode. And I will have an answer down below if you are listening on Spotify. When you're done with this episode, just scroll down and you'll see a questionnaire. You can just answer that question. I just do kind of weekly questions just to really get in touch with the community and see how you guys are doing and how y'all are thinking and feeling and really just finding another way to connect with you guys. So once again, thank you guys for tuning in. I will see you on the next podcast episode.